Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dicewise Entertainment Presents. You know what? Might as well be Pajama Clad Productions Presents, because some of us have been quarantined for a couple days now. Some of us have been quarantined for a couple weeks. Are you quarantined? Give us a shout out. Tell us your quarantine story. We really, 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 really want to hear it, because no one's talking about this. So let's talk about gaming. In-house tonight for our Age of Ashes Restream live stream. Now, unfortunately, this particular stream is the first time it is going up live. No one else has seen it but you right now. But technically, this is a pre-recorded show. We do have operators like Matt and Joe who don't have anything better to do on a Friday night standing by, take your call, and heck along with you in the chat rooms and Dark Galaxies Gaming and here at Twitch at DMScott Live so you can interact with somebody. But because of the lockdown and everything, we're trying to cram as much content as we can, as many days we can, and try and line up our days, because you'd be surprised how incredibly bored some of us are and incredibly busy others of us are, depending on what we do or did for a living. So bear with us. We are trying to get as much content up as we can, as fast as we can for you. In the house tonight, well, we have a full house. We have a dwarf, a cleric. What else do you need to know? I mean, this is like episode 27. If you haven't been paying attention to who the cast is, maybe you should go back to episode 1. I mean, yes, I do flip some people around. We've had Jared. We've had Corey. We've had Rob. We've had my wife, Cheryl. That's like an entire cast. I call them the auxiliary cast that jumped in when they were needed. But now we're back to the main cast. Three dwarves that come down from the Five King Mountains to open a microbrewery, and they need cash. Three dwarves still drove a wagon out of town somewhere. And we will get back to them and their story. A goblin champion who keeps popping up everywhere and no one really pays him the respect or attention he needs, so much so that like even the player just kind of put him down. I really feel bad for this character, and picked up the mighty drunken, young, bashful, talkative, social cleric of Caden Garillion. Joe Gibson is in the house tonight, doubling as our rules lawyer.
Hello.
Ryan Messian, taken one too many. Have you noticed every cutscene that Ryan or memory that his dwarf mentions is like a blow to the head? Maybe this explains why his character asks so many questions and acts a little funny. Ryan Messina's in the house tonight.
Hey, everybody.
Albrecht Stonechucker. Charisma? Well, I'd have to say he's the wisest party member, our conscience, and the most logical thinking. But I have a feeling that in the end, he will be the death of them all. Matt Witt is in the house tonight.
I'm certainly going to try.
And the king of the boot, the man that actually has a tread on his boot that says Dwarven Stealth, Frank Hamilton has returned once again to play our door crasher, our point man, the man with the axe.
Hey, how are you all doing? There ain't no stealth like Dwarven Stealth.
That could be like a country song.
That could.
Yeah. No,
it could be.
Go with it.
We'll see how it plays out a little bit later on.
No.
Dwarves don't do country.
We came down.
We only do rock and metal.
We only do rock
and metal.
I don't know. I think you got something here. It's like, we came down the mountain to bring the people brew. We said there's plenty of humans, so fuck you. We lead with Dwarven Stealth. There's a boot right up your ear. We open every door, and then we let a cheer. Kill goblins. Kill. No. Okay, fine. Best I can do at the top of my head.
No, the goblins are our friends.
Oh, they're our friends? Oh, this is second edition. Oh, I am sorry. Well, I'm glad you're here.
That's racist.
It is.
It wasn't racist until you said it was. There were some people on the fence and weren't sure and were going to let it slide for me. But when you blatantly call me out on it, then suddenly even people that don't even know if it is or not suddenly think it is because you said it is.
It's totally racist.
Like,
now he is the asshole.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I never said nothing about racism being wrong. I mean, this is not the planet Earth we're dealing with.
Are you saying you've encountered a lot of racism amongst people, NPCs, or you yourselves are racist dwarves?
Oh, six of one, half dozen of the other. I mean, you never can really trust an elf. That's just knowledge.
I mean, we're not Teldor, for God's sakes.
Well, gentlemen, and one non-dwarf token human party member, when last we left our drunkards, our dwarves, our racist bearded people from the mountain, you guys were exploring. Well, where were you? I mean, you guys were in the Citadel Aldraine vaults. Let's go there now, shall we?
And I believe that we had just snuck our way away from a wee bear encounter.
It was on bear patrol.
It was unbearable.
Thankfully, it was unbearable.
No, you don't like that one?
Otherwise, I'd have to run.
They can't all be gems, man. You just got to throw them out and see what happens. All right. So there is a lot of Muppet bodies. I mean, Bogart bodies in that next room rotting. And you guys are just kind of like sitting around on the college community frat house couch with a broken chandelier like the party came down.
Well, let's kind of think back to our reasonings here. We're looking for stuff and things. I believe Albrecht has found some books, so we want to give those a solid read-through.
Oh, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And while they're doing that, I was just kind of basically making sure this hallway down here was free and clear.
And not a solid read, a cursory glance to determine the contents of the book. And if there's knowledge that's worth keeping, I'll make Muros carry it.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
You never know where something interesting is going to crop itself up.
I believe we covered this in the last episode where you guys learned that the Stagram name was something of import. And there were two elder founders that could be related to Alec. And they were prominent in the Order of the Nail of the Hell Knight Order. It talks about the history of the Hell Knights here. And, you know, from your sort of perspective, I'm assuming it's a lot of yada, yada, yada. But you don't know what you know until you know it. So if you guys tell me, you know, you spend a good little while on the books, then if something comes up, you can always roll and kind of go, oh, yeah, there's the thing and the stuff. And yeah, and it all becomes clear. But for right now, Frank's come back from his bear patrol.
Hey, the hallway looks clear.
And
I've reclosed the secret door, but I put a little stone in there just so we can find it again.
It sounds
but we appear to be bear free.
Bear free. It sounds like little your pup there, your familiar little Jackson Aaron. Aris has something to say. He's acting up.
Oh yeah, he does that from time to time. I'm trying to teach him how to speak, so that's one of the things I was doing during my resting period. So he's just getting his voice practiced up.
Okay. So, gentlemen, what do you do now?
Well, I'm going to move to the northeasterly corner of this weird shaped room.
I go up to one side there,
and I'm going to give that door right there in front of me a gentle kick open, as they say.
Till we got to kick open, I honestly thought you were just going to be like, just going to gently, you know, just to spite me, but no.
Cousin, you forgot your little yell. Yaki-ai.
Do you actually have, like, prehensile feet? Can you just take the boot off, or just, like, you got, like, soft boots and just kind of, you know, grab the doorknob with
just
your toes?
Kind of,
and, you know,
kind of bend me hard-soled steel-toed boot? No. I will gently open the door if it's got a doorknob or some kind of a lever.
I can't really picture this.
And then I'll bust on through. Surprise, motherfucker!
One short leg, leaning back in a Y shape, holding double hand in the axe, and the other front of the Y is like the leg, just gently like kicking open doors, and I can totally see that.
It's kind of like a super wind-up, like a Hadouken.
All right. Revelio whips open the door with one toe to spare.
And leaps in. Hi-ya!
A steady dripping from the stone ceiling in this ruined bedroom has created a deep bog-like puddle in the middle of the broken floor. Riding the puddle are splintered pieces of wood stuck into the flagstone's rubble, rising up like bizarre foliage.
Huh. That's not quite what I was expecting.
Mm.
It seems to be uninteresting, but I'll give the room a cursory walk around.
Okay. Can I have a perception check, please?
You may indeed. And then at some point in time, I'll stomp through the center of that puddle just to make sure there's nothing in there. Let me go to my skills real quick. 16.
Okay.
Yep.
Suddenly, bursting from the puddle. Unfortunately, they, although somewhat amphibious, they've buried themselves for stealth under the rubble, so a lot of the pile and footage lurch before these Bogarts leap out. So you are not surprised, Theoin. And you can act in the surprise round, as it were.
Well, of course not. I'm literally like waist deep in Bogarts. It's like I could put my hand around him. Oh, you're going to be okay, Bogart. Just climb up out of there.
He's standing
my
on
my axe will find you. You don't have to hide.
You're literally standing on one. These web feet just come up and grab him, like, you know, right under the crotch of the thigh. Just grab him and start pulling down. And the other one pops up right beside him like a freaking daisy. What do you do?
Well, first, if free actions still exist in this game, I'm going to thank him for giving me some extra support while I split the skull of his friend right there. And then I'm going to do that exactly thing that I've said I was going to do. I'm going to split his skull.
Okay.
Actions. Here we go. Great axe. Hiya! Does a 19 hit? Oh, wait, I didn't target him. Right click.
Left click. Left click, right click. So many clicking. So much clicking.
All the click. So does a 19 hit?
Well, doesn't it tell you? Yes, it hits.
No, because I didn't have him targeted. I mean, I could reroll if you wanted.
Oh, no, you hit him.
But that takes all the fun out of it, right? Mm. All right, so 2d4, or 2d12. There's one. There's two. Add four. So 5, 6, 7 plus 4 is 11 points. Hi-ya!
Okay. A mighty chop, this thing pops up, and with some limited but assured experience, you start slicing him up. He takes a rather nasty blow, but you haven't finished him off just yet.
Yep. I'll take a second swing, since that was one action to walk around.
Can you get a full turn up in a surprise round? I know we talked about this last week. I can't remember.
Absolutely, you can.
You get this is like a whole turn.
It's like an entire turn. You get three actions. And if I say that with enough confidence, you'll not doubt me.
I don't doubt you. Can I have a deception roll? The DM believes you. Can you imagine that? Plus 20 deception.
As Frank the player?
Yes, DM.
I was going to say, okay. As Frank the player. Yes.
Beautiful work, sir. So with that natural 20,
I like how it printed it on the screen. It actually, because he rolled a raw dice, it says Theon, son of Dion Crosshammers, 20. I don't doubt you.
I'm like a rock star in this neck of the woods. All right, so that's three actions. One for walking, two for chopping.
All right.
Oh, but you perceived. Did that take an action?
Oh, that's passive perception. He jumped up into my face. No. I didn't really need to look at him.
That's probably the cost. That would make sense. Did you perceive on the first action? Can you hurry up and do something? That totally makes sense. That actually does.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, I don't. The mechanic makes sense. Surprise round, right? You're the surprisee as opposed to the surpriser. We'll have to look a little more into it.
Well, you didn't make me roll a perception check as I was walking around, so I would have to say no.
I did.
On that one.
I asked you for one.
You didn't. You didn't.
I did.
I didn't make one.
Well, moving on, since you missed anyway. There.
Oh, I did damage.
Yeah. No, the guy that you attack actually attacks you. Yeah.
That's the sound they make.
Yes.
I have decided.
This is Kermit the Boggard.
Yeah, I know. You know how Kermit freaks out with the arms flaying? It goes, that kind of thing. It just freaks out at you and goes to town with his morning turns.
Suddenly appear.
No, go ahead.
he's singing to the other boggart. When we try to get near.
Sometimes loss. Da-da-da-da, when I'm close to you. Anyway, he's busy singing because he certainly isn't hitting you the first time.
He was distracted by the axe in the face.
There.
Pop it up. And I'll give you one more. He's popping up shortly, takes something.
Ooh, hit.
And it hits you with his D6 plus 3 bludgeoning morning star. Abrasion to the bearded cheek on the left side.
It's just a flesh wound.
5 points for Theoan. And that's him done. Okay. The guy under you is going to make an athletics check to grab you.
Or drowned.
Our next act is underwater. Ha! And he grabs you. Or tries to. 10. Versus your...
Fails.
There's no CMD in this, Joe, so it's the AC, right? No, it's fortitude. It's versus your fortitude.
Fortitude.
So you get a plus. What have you have for your plus for fortitude, sir?
So you've super failed, because that would be a 19.
Okay. Super
failed. Does that provoke any kind of attack of opportunity?
Oh, yes, but we skipped over those while you were busy bullshitting me about all your extra attacks. He provoked all kinds of places. But you were busy staring me in the eye, trying to bluff me, so I just let it go. Moving on.
Oh, I see how it is now. All right.
You're so all busy durying up, you must have missed it. Trying to grab you. Well, you know what? Since you're literally standing on me, I'm just going to keep trying to grab you with three actions. 23.
Can you let me know when that provokes the attack of opportunity?
Now, because I grab you.
Right. Right now it does? All right.
Yeah. Grappling provokes. Joe, stop giggling. Start being useful.
Yeah,
thanks. Okay.
I believe it does, unless you have the feats to not to stop it from provoking.
Or if you're trained.
I couldn't tell you.
Be happy the tongue. Yes. Be happy his tongue didn't like come up from below and try and grab you there.
Mouthful of mud.
But maybe I like that. You don't know me.
In the middle of the night, he's just dragging one of the bugger bodies off. I'll be back. All right.
So does a 31 hit?
Yes, sir.
Natural 20.
It's time for the critical deck. I have missed you so.
Time for the critical.
Oh, yeah.
He's back. Just remember your exact actions because you're rolling 20s.
You're gonna love this. Target is flat-footed until the end of its next turn. Spun around.
Well, yeah, no, so he's not flat-footed. He's got my flat foot right in his mouth.
Underfoot.
He's underfoot.
Yes, he's underfooted.
He's crawling around the water.
So do I roll regular damage? How do I do this?
Yeah.
All right. One, two,
but I.
Three,
you should have a damage four. Button.
Yeah, but it's... Oh, but it doesn't show the critical because I couldn't target him.
Oh, okay. Let me know. I'll target him for you, and it'll set you up in the... I'll set you up in the future.
One, two, three, four, and eight to that. So that would be 12.
So you're gonna burn the hero point?
26, 38.
Regular
38 points, and I'll spend a hero point.
Okay.
38 points of damage.
Yeah.
So I had 19, five wounds, so I got like 14 hit points, and you double it. So I believe he drops immediate because you did twice my hit point. I don't just go to like dying one. I actually dropped to dying two.
He just made a boggart shake in the marsh. That was one underneath him. He's just like, oh, blood on the water.
Nice. You automatically go to dying two if crit.
Yeah. Now what about actually doubling the damage that needed? Oh, okay.
It's,
so
if it's a crit that drops you below.
Okay, so it's the crit, not the damage done. All right. Negative two dying on my, well, not quite last legs. So I'm no longer going to attack you because I'm kind of unconscious.
I look at the boggart right across from me and go, oh, I'm sorry. Was that a friend of yours?
Well, it gets better. This is a surprise round, which means the other guys aren't doing anything. We actually go back to Theoden as round one. Okay. Oh, sorry, we go back to Muros at the top from his last action of 22 of whatever he was doing. Round one, Muros.
Oh, no, you don't. He's taking all the glory here. And I want to charge the... is charging still a thing?
No.
Okay. I move in something that one could call a charge.
Well, that's got to be something.
Yeah, there's sudden charge, but...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I charge without the suddenness.
Okay.
So you move, and then
he suddenly walks forward.
And then, not all the glory is going to be yours today, there, Theon. And I give the boggart a baiting.
Oh, what a surprise!
Everyone gets baitened when it's involved.
Zooming in.
First baiting, then miss.
Miss.
Second baiting, 18 hit.
Yes, sir.
Damage.
Softening up his rubbery hide.
8 points of damage.
Oh, my spleen!
Then I do another attack.
Now you've already moved.
Yep. Flurried.
And then flurry. Okay. Are you allowed to flurry if you have any movement, any stride actions?
Yeah. Okay. Flurry only costs me one action.
Yeah, but usually there's some kind of extra condition to balance the cost going, if you haven't strode this turn or something, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Be a sure.
Yeah, get the fine print going. Okay. And the last one missed?
Yes.
Okay. Theoden.
Well, I hate to rain on your day, but hi-ya! Three attacks.
Whom?
Three attacks.
The guy below you or the guy beside you?
I don't know. That dwarf's trying to steal my thunder. Maybe he should back up or I'll chop it. No. I'm going to kill a medium humanoid number one.
Okay.
But it didn't roll any damage.
No, because I've only got you targeted now. You got to click once on the weapon, once on the damage. They're separate dice.
Flame. All right. 16 points.
Okay. So, again, with the chopping, and see, good night, everybody! Here's the next act! And he turns to run, and you just chop him down, and he just falls, and is dying. Lots of dying in this dungeon.
Aye, but not us. That's the best part about it.
Back in the Mwangi Expanse, there's already whispers, have you heard of the Dwarven Butchers? I hope they don't come to our lands.
Right?
I
heard know how to get things done.
I got it on Muppet Mail. It was delivered by Stork today. Cousin Eddie says, oh, God, my... Oh, shit. Okay. He falls. Victory!
And I will spend one action climbing out of the mud.
I didn't even bother. Like, I've changed the layover to a static picture. right? And yeah. when the battle starts, the flames go and the big wheel turns. And I, for this battle, I didn't even bother cueing the battle music because we have a fighter in the
because
party.
Because you knew. you just knew.
Just like, yeah, I was curious. Yeah, that took like 20 minutes. Not even. Anyway.
Oh, well, I didn't even get to react.
Yeah, like,
so that's how quick that combat was.
You guys are down to like one round. Oh God, they
didn't even get through the first round. It was like nine God, 9 seconds.
It's basically me seconds. Splashing around in the mud.
Oh, what's sploosh? Oh, you're not gonna take all the credit. That's how it went.
what's going on, guys?
And what do you do now?
Well,
thoroughly search the room.
That all deserves right. a drink.
Okay.
Oh, hey. I'm glad you could come in. Now, look what I found.
I think I'm starting to get the whole holding hand of the searching thing, because sometimes they say roll, sometimes they say don't. I think it has to do with the conditions of the room. This room is such a mess, and you have to kind of go above and beyond. I'd actually like perception checks, please.
I will seek.
Certainly.
Oh, yes. That's right, because we're in not encounter mode.
Exploration.
There you go.
Exploration.
Oh, somebody read the rules. What's going on with that?
They all did.
It's almost like someone's got some free time on his hand.
I know, eh?
20, not natural.
Natural one.
Ooh.
I actually forgot and used my GM powers of bluff and persuasion, and you guys totally bought it. Eh? Eh?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
don't bluff the
we
master.
We got a 21 for search.
Highest roll?
13.
Is our 20?
Me, 21.
Yeah, Theo beat me by one.
Okay. Well,
I'd like you to just step back and get used to that. Me just barely outshining you. You know, Mom always said, you know, Muros, you're good, but you're just not Theo and good.
No, she always said you were special.
Same thing.
Meanwhile, back at like Muros' home, it's like smacks him in the head. Don't insult your cousin! Totally different upbringing depending which house you're in, right?
Why are you not using an axe? I like to punch him in the face. Use a fucking hammer. I want to kick him.
I want to get in there. You guys go around the room, then you both, Theo and Anvil Bender, look at each other and they wade into the muck. And in the middle, they both come up with a vial, both hands on it. And Theo and smashes, like, you know, just has that sort of left, right, top. Ha! Gets it.
I do one of these. We're like struggling for it. And I toss my axe up just a little bit. Two pokes in the eye. Grab it. Yeah. Ah! Grab it. Back of opportunity.
Oh, I don't care. You can have the poison.
Oh, no, you care. Let me start the battle music. You care. Oh, yeah. Been waiting for this. Let's go.
Oh, you're... Everyone else walks in. We're holding each other down. You drink it. No, you drink it. Ah, no.
There's the dead Muppet bodies getting flailed around because you guys are still on top of them like they're at part of it. Okay. That's a whole bunch of... Ugh. But seriously.
Oi, lads, calm down. You're spoiling the breakfast. And I go and I grab one of the buggered corpses and pull it out and start hacking a leg off.
Oh, Christ, he's not dead yet.
He will be
good.
Soon.
The meat tastes better.
Can you imagine that? Like, he's, you know how you, like, shoe a horse and you kind of have your back to it, but you get the leg up under your arm? So there's Albrecht, like, with, you know, with his back to the body. And in the pain, you know, the Muggart gains consciousness. You just see him, like, his eyes pop up open. Over the side of, like, Al's, you know, shoulder, and then off comes the leg, slumps back down.
Oh. Well, I suddenly forgot what game we were playing. Is this the evil game? Let me sharpen my axe.
Well, that's it.
So,
the evil game, this is the hungry dwarf game.
Let me dull my axe.
Think about it.
Dirty.
Why a spoon, cousin? Because it'll hurt more. So, about this vial. I just throw it in the party stuff for you guys to ID one fine day later.
Yep.
Well, somebody's got to, and it's definitely not going to be me.
Would I'll do a cursory knowledge arcana.
Sure.
19.
That's not bad, actually. Clear liquid. Tastes like clouds and dwarven shenanigans behind the bushes. Stealthy tasting. You're not sure, but it probably is some sort of potion of invisibility.
Potion of bull strength?
No. Vitality, because it goes on in the bush. No. Some sort of concealment or possibly invisibility.
Ooh. I'll run up and yoink it. I'll take that.
I thought you had to do that to ID it. That's where we started with the I'll take that. Then you have a look.
Okay, so I'll just go, ooh, and then just slip it into me cloak.
It's pretty good if you're doing this at 10 feet away. He's just like, that looks like clouds. All right. Put it on your guy. It's in the party sheet. Okay. The party sheet, because it's time for a party. So,
which one is it? There are so many.
Oh, so many.
Is it one of the unknown alchemical items, or the...
one of the many?
Fine.
You mean the poison?
Fine, fine. Here you go. Ding! Yay, we know what it is now. You see it now?
Oh, I probably have to reload, so yes. Give me a moment.
I could probably just drag it onto your character from here, I wonder.
Yeah, do that.
We'll see if that works.
And then I'll know it won't. There it is right there, I see it.
Boink. Yes, no, maybe? Boink. Okay.
Inventory!
So...
I'll give the bodies a quick search over.
Mm-hmm.
And if the one boggart I buried a boot in, if he's still good, I'm going to drag him out, patch him up a little bit. Who knows? Maybe we'll get
just
something
so he can watch me eat his brother.
Okay, now that's evil.
That's pretty bad. Just saying.
Oh,
I'm not disagreeing, but I'm just saying.
You know, it's been a long time since I've seen her or said that line, but I have to tell you a story about that sometime, but not now. Right now, it's dark, it's musty, it's dangerous, and I think a little bit of ambient music is a little theater of the mind music is...
It's only dangerous if you're a boggart.
Yep. Not dangerous if you're
If you're a dwarf, you're fairly safe. Just saying. So far, you're fairly safe.
Right then.
Dwarf or traveling with dwarves?
Same thing, Niles. We've got you back.
So, do you lads feel that we've thoroughly searched the room?
Well, we've got to search these two frogheads. Right. I want to keep one of them at least kind of half kicking in case he's got something important to tell us. It's not like he's going to run somewhere.
I never even thought that they could speak. Do you speak, Buggard?
Might want to make sure you gag them. They've been known to be screaming.
I believe you guys need to do a medical check to bring him around. Give him a little hit points, a little consciousness, you know?
Yeah, that's not my job. I take hit points away. I don't give them back.
Oh, fine. I'll have a look. 11.
Oh.
Yeah, he's dead, Jim.
Yeah. This does not bode well.
So to stop the bleeding, one should shove their finger into the hole. Gotcha.
Or boot.
He's just digging around in there at this point. So
you remember the game operation when it buzzes when you touch the side?
Hey, Niles, maybe you could do something about this.
Maybe.
It looks like Albrecht's just making a mess of the things. I mean, he's got frog up to his elbows.
I don't think I did any more damage than it was already in. Thank you very much. That wasn't a completely utter crap roll.
Well, I'm just saying if you're trying to kill him, use an axe, not your elbow.
A medicine check of 20.
Nothing wrong with using your elbow.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't trying to heal him. I was just trying to determine if he was still alive.
By grinding your elbow into the wound? Yeah, it's effective. I'm not saying it's not effective.
Just looking for that natural survival response. You know, you plug the nostrils, see if it gasps.
Okay. So, 22?
Yes.
And now there's the first aid where you can just like, here's hit points, right? Ba-boom. But is there a way just to kind of bring him out of the dying so that he's... You know, hovering around zero and semi-conscious? Or do you literally just go, clear, 2d8, that's all you get?
Well, Mike.
You know, I think you I would find stabilize. That under the... There you go.
I can attempt a medicine check that has zero hit points.
There you go.
The DC is equal to 5 plus the creature's recovery roll. Typically, 50.
Yeah. So 17. So
that's administering.
Yeah. So 17.
He was stabilized. Thus, he's alive, but he's at...
Right. Now... For role-playing purposes, shall we say you can bring him around a little? You know, he'll be in and out of it.
Bring him around.
Yeah.
Slap him.
Semi-coherent, right? Yeah, like and not like Miro's, you know, kind of like, you know, just let's keep the gentle, pale little hands of the cleric in there, you know? Hello. What? I'm just saying.
If he's slapping him, Miro's is very interested in watching it closely, like,
hey. You've seen the Kermit angry face when he folds his nose? You know, that's what happens when Muriel's like, you know, wake up. So.
I think I can have a touch of healing. If that's all it requires.
So, what, What's it going to be?
So, yeah, he remains unconscious.
Okay. Need you to bring it up a bit there, Joe. I can't hear you.
He remains unconscious, but he is not dying.
Oh, okay.
He's alive. So if we leave him here, tie him up, you can come back and question him later.
Yeah, that sounds good. Let him, give him the hour.
All right.
Unless you literally want to juice him with some hit points and just have a semi lot,
I'm not saying waste resources on him. I'm just saying, maybe not chop everything to death. I don't know.
Oh, no, there's the medicine check that can restore hit points. I just didn't think you want him hopping around. Yeah.
Just tie him up.
You could do both. You could tie him up and then wake him with hit points. Boink. And he's awake and tied up.
Leave him and continue on.
Yeah, just leave him.
I thought they wanted information now. I was just trying to help with the mechanic here. I thought you wanted, we must know something before we move on, The Great Theon's going, the whole dungeon will be cleared in an hour. And then we're like, oh, there's that guy we were going to talk to about the last room.
There you go. That's what I want to do. I'll explore a wee bit.
Let's grab him and throw him in on one of the sofas.
Oh, we got a fully functioning bed that we could tie him to.
You drag him around with you.
I'm not trying to make him comfortable. He's laying in the mud. That's right where we found him.
It's convenient enough. It's got things to anchor him to. Got a blanket to shove into his mouth so he can't scream. Because I've been noticing some of you have been shaking in your boots when these things have been yelling.
If he yells at me, I'll yell right back.
No, give him the stank eye.
He should be glad that we're doing him this small courtesy. Anyway, I'm done with him. I'd like to move on. I'll kind of move this way. It's not my job to be the big thinker in the group.
I'll take the legs off of the one, bring them into the other room, make a little pile of wood, and cook some breakfast.
Okay.
All right.
You're faced with another door and another choice, but I guess for Theon, there's only one choice or one decision to be made.
I'm going to be weird on this one, just to be counterintuitive. I'm going to knock.
Okay.
And then walk in.
I hear nothing.
Maybe give him a chance to climb out of the mud. It's death calling.
Dude, you can have your hero point back. That was awesome. I know I really shouldn't, but he just said it with such smooth confidence. You should have seen his face in the video. It's just like, this is death. it's call. Yeah.
I am super disappointed. It's just a hallway.
I cheer
myself up and move down. Another door.
It's 20 feet long, 5 feet wide. Mural says right on you. Oh, boys are just stacking up there real quick. Another hallway.
Knock again. It's death. And hopefully not me own.
Okay, just because you're allowed several hero points a game, I'm not going to give them a bunch just for that. All right. Now, the furniture in this former bedroom is, let me just get this on frame here, is all askew, revealing a mountain-like pile in the center, made up largely of garbage and such and filthy cloth, chunks of rubble, and bent nails, though there are a few shining glints in the mix. On the southern wall, scrawled in a chunky substance, in a childlike hand, are several words that might be gibberish.
By the way, I'll be the judge of that. I'll go and take a good look at those words. Any knowledges I should pull from?
Mm-hmm. What are the languages you guys speak?
I speak Jive.
Common. Draconic. Goblin.
Okay. Now, if it's outside your range, instead of a linguistics check, I'm assuming there's kind of like a very high DC society check available. However, it is written like a draconic child in crayon. Oh, okay. It says, beware mighty dragons. And the mighty is spelled like might, as in like a tick, not mighty. But it says, beware, mighty dragons.
Ooh.
Is that a warning to dragons?
This just got a little bit more interesting, lads. It's a rudimentary scroll, I'll admit, but that says to beware of mighty dragons.
There you go. I actually put it in the chat with the awesome draconic, there you go.
Wow, I see scribble.
Yeah, I know. Nice. But Matt, should I actually see what it says, right?
I see the translation.
Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome.
Sorry.
Beware, mighty dragons.
Yeah.
Take it how you will. So, I begin to search the room.
I see a pile of dirt that might be moving.
Slowly, cautiously, minute by minute, layer by layer. Not quite as much mud and water, but there could be buggarts here. And then finally, 20 minutes, ding, fries are done, and you find tiny little bits of dented coins and precious metal with a total worth that you would have to appraise.
Put it in the party treasure. We'll look at it later. So we haven't found the deed yet.
Well, if I was going to hide a deed, I'd lock it behind several doors. Deep, deep in my basement. I don't think we're quite there yet.
Well then, shall we, lads?
Hey, should we get the shanty going?
Hey, I'll just move down here. Just going to stroll my way out.
Hi ho!
Hell no! Hell no! Hell no!
We go.
Hell no! Hell no! Oh, sorry, it's from the Noposaurus, right?
Yeah.
Hell no! Hell no! Bum 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 bum.
Oh, right in the wall. I've got ethereal lads.
So I'm going to check out this rubble in the corner here. What does that look like? What's going on there? Looks like almost stairs.
Yes, actually. It's a cave stairwell and a barbecue chicken. There was once quite a mighty sort of, avian creature, completely charred and burnt. Can I have a challenge check, boys?
Sure.
Nine.
Natural 20.
Oh, Muros, you're so smart.
Muros. Yes.
He knows all. He sees all.
Trust Muros to remember the story of carnage.
Chest hairs going off like detectors.
Oh, my chest hairs are tingling.
17.
Both Niles and Muros remember the tale that Dahlgren told about coming in here earlier with the auxiliary party and fighting these great plumaged large birds from an exotic land that whipped them with their tails. And these birds killed Albrecht.
No, they didn't.
The KFCs.
Yes, they did.
We don't.
He
know
didn't
that.
Fall on his fucking sword because of these cards. The mighty two phoenixes laid him low.
What's his name then?
What?
What's his name then?
Albright died right here. Albright. Stone Chugger. He died right there.
Alex Stagram died
here. That's right. But not Albright.
I don't know. You kill one owl, you kill them all. These cards aren't, they're not fussy. You could be next.
Let's see. Knowledge nature. Maybe we can figure out how long ago this happened.
Technically, in game terms, like a day, within 24, 48 hours tops.
It's still smoldering, lad. Can you not smell it? I'm surprised the bear isn't still here munching Dane.
Oh, I think he's fed up on
speaking of bear, turn around and look behind this.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're good. You're fine.
Fucking ninja bear.
Yeah, don't be a wuss.
It's on the roof.
Don't be a wuss.
All right.
Well, then, should we continue with the offshoot ways before we head down the end of the hole?
Now,
we can do whatever. I'm standing.
They did like half of this room and then they just kind of bailed. They never really kind of did everywhere.
It's because half the party died.
That's true.
Valid point.
Is there any dead people here now?
It's kind of hard to search when you're carrying the bodies of your party.
Go have a look.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll give it a solid search now that we see signs of combat.
All right. I'm going to give you the whole map, but we're going to talk about each room as you enter and explore. So where do you guys want to go first? The center room is described as... Dahlgren talked about leaving it where the strange small automaton attacked them and was viciously D6 plus. I don't care how small it is. That's how strong it was. That's how much damage it did. Beat the crap out of several party members, killed Silt, the rogue, whoever he was. And basically sent the party packing.
Did they kill it?
Eventually, yes. It actually is lying in front of Niles. They kind of like kicked it to the side kind of thing, but it's just kind of kicking around here. Burnt. Lying pretty much where you guys are.
Oh, so it's just laying on the ground.
Yeah.
I'd pick it up.
Okay. Some might call it a doll. Some might call it an action figure, but it's a tiny construct.
First item.
Made of,
I look at it. Hey, Albrecht, that seems like something up your alley, don't you say?
Who now would you look at that?
I'm sorry, Albrecht's mom made him give up his dolls a long time ago. Don't bring that up.
I don't know, but here's one now.
So did we get any idea as to where this doll came from?
Yeah,
the main knowledge room. Knowledge Arcana 14.
The main room that you're about to enter. That's where it just jumped off a wall and attacked them.
Oh, you don't know what they mean, you dude.
This might be a necromantic abomination where someone binds a spirit to it and makes a mini golem. It's quick, dirty magic, very effective, very dark. A soulbound doll.
Imagine a dark doll.
So he throws it to me. I catch it. I go, ooh, and just drop it.
We'll play later. Okay.
All right. Here's my idea. Oi. If combat got ugly and people was in a bad way, maybe they didn't have time to search this room as thorough as maybe they should have. So let's start there.
Searching thorough. I like it.
Sounds good to me. Searching away, taking our time, flipping over every rock and the table and rolling the rug
up. Wait, I've seen the slick ones. They do it when they have a sheet on the table. I'm going to do it with the table on the sheet.
And I pull the rug.
Niles goes flying because he's standing on the table. A splintered table stretches across the center of this room, while broken chairs, moldy books, general debris litter the floor. Miros Anvilbetter grabs two corners of the rug and pulls with all his might. Niles goes flying. Two bodies appear like frog-like humanoids, like sprawled on the floor near the center of the room. Both dead Muppets, but these look like they died a while ago. And I don't think you need a medical check to know that. These look like they're like a good week. Yeah.
You're never getting a stink out of the rug, no.
Mm. Of the several doors that provide exits to this room, the one to the west and the southeast hang wide open.
Hmm.
I go over to Niles and help him up. Ah, sorry, I gave you a twist there. I thought I had that one definitely in the bag.
Hmm.
Well, you never know what's hiding under the rug.
You said you wanted to examine everything closely. Al, do you remember I talked about those symbols in your day's sleep? Somebody actually has a pendant or something that can actually hold a decent image with a smoldering dragon claw on it.
Oh, now that's cool.
That looks ominous.
And you're pretty
I will take that for sure.
Pretty sure that this...
I recognize that, dude. Is there anything... I got some good knowledge skills when it comes to dragons.
Hmm.
Knowledge dragon lore?
Okay, go ahead. Niles, I'll also take... I'll take everyone's best knowledge check, because you'd be surprised what pops up.
And I also have this one. I don't know if it'll apply, but knowledge to hack.
Okay. 10 and 14? Too little information.
What's to hack? What's that?
Oh, he is the dragon god that I've decided to spend my hobby time, my downtime studying.
Well, let's see if it's anything alcohol, babe.
That's
my lore.
What about knowledge? Do you have any knowledge? Do you guys have any bardic knowledge? Arcana, religion.
19.
Theon. So we pat. Okay, the cleric knows alcohol, and the brewer knows religion. What's going on here? I love this game. This is awesome.
Well,
I'm just saying.
To most of us, they're one and the same. Really, it's semantics.
Yeah. It's basically I'll be damned if I don't have a beer.
So that's what I did.
Yeah. Okay.
Your best knowledge check.
Your best. Bestest ever. Well, those are definitely boggarts. And you can guys also tell... can I have a society check as well, please, gentlemen?
Sure. Yeah. Scary.
16 society for John.
3.
Okay.
7.
Skipping the next vital piece of information. Haha. No. And, you know, there's this talon-like insignia that they wear.
And well, I like it. It's actually going right in my neck.
Actually, it's on their armor. Sorry. They've, like, painted it on a poltron kind of thing. It's on their armor. Well, you could just peel it off their shoulder and wear it as a mighty codpiece or a great big, you know, 80s
the dragon claw
80s necklace.
Codpiece. Yeah. That's a little too risque for me.
Especially because it's got,
close to home.
It's a grasping, smoldering hand. I mean, what does that tell you?
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Al's making some theories, but need more information to like really pin it to Dahak at this time. And knowledge religion, it's got to be something foreign because you guys would need a relatively higher, knowledge.
Well, it stands to make sense. I mean, these boggarts aren't normal for here.
Mm-hmm.
The Noposaurus upstairs, that's not normal here. Why would we think that the gods they worship or whatever this gibberish is they paint on themselves, why would that be normal?
Exactly. So, moving on to the where? Southwest?
Speaking
northeast?
Speaking of not normal, I walked through that door.
Okay. Ah! This entry hall is still decorated with the remnants of homages to the Order of Nails, most of their stories and deeds, where tall oil paintings once stood, Danny the Elven Rogue has been, many of which were probably damaged, but still recognizable, but now are gone because she stole them. They might have depicted Hell Knights gaining the upper hand in clashes with bandits, but you can't tell because they're empty frames. Oh. This room has been thoroughly searched.
Hmm.
And you can actually see the sort of dust and fade on the wall, and then where the painting is, it's kind of fresher looking. Like, somebody took the valuables of this room. How dare they?
Hmm. How dare they take what's ours?
Well, a couple of them died getting it, so.
How dare them?
Well, I hope it hurt.
Next room. You find an entranceway. You don't have to come back in the main room. There's actually a side entrance that will reveal the next room. Open the door. Head
surprise!
A surprise! The Eastern Armory. Empty weapon racks line the walls of this room. Repair forges, long abandoned and cold, sit in a lonely row towards the back, along with a crude lean-to seemingly made from bits of rope and rippled leather.
A what?
Lean-to. Yeah, lean-tos. Perception, please.
Wait.
Oh, sorry. Do you guys want to search? What do you guys want to do?
Oh, we're searching.
I'm going to make an intimidate check right now.
If you are in there,
okay.
I am going to be in.
I will shout out in common. You've got death at your heels. Come out now, or I'll murder you through your tent.
Okay.
21. Intimidate.
Al, out pop two kobolds, one green and one red. And they just glare at you guys.
We are mighty dragons.
Yeah, we are.
Yes, well, I said that.
Well, we are.
Well, I just told them.
Well, that's good.
Arr!
Dragon. Shut up. They're just looking at you, staring in their little tent.
Well, then, I'm going to activate my focus spell. Turning into a much more draconic visage, I grow scales, claws, and I'll look at them and I'll say, Nay, I be dragon! And I'll give them an intimidating glare.
Okay.
I've suddenly turned into a kobold.
Happens to the best of us.
Let's have it. And what do I get, like a will save?
16? Yeah, I have that's against your will.
Okay.
He says he's a dragon. Oh, he's not. He's a dwarf. He says he's a dragon. Look at the white scales. He's a dragon. Well, he's not one of us. We're a red dragon.
Well, I'm technically with like a green dragon or something.
Well, wait a minute. Are you guys Thunderclaws? Shut up, idiot. We're Thunderclaws. We would know if they were Thunderclaws or not.
Hmm. And they go back to looking fierce at you. Not easily intimidated. What do you do?
Well, that's me. That's all I had. I'm only good at killing and trying to intimidate.
He's just confused now.
I've got nothing.
What are you doing down here?
We live here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's our lair. Well, actually... Yeah, actually, our lair is like, shut up, idiot. Don't tell him where Trether is. Cool.
We're mighty dragons. You're trespassing on our lair. Join us or suffer consequences or scolding.
Well, we are scolding them.
Oh, yeah, right.
Grr.
Right then, join you. What do you mean by that?
I mean, join us. You know, well, like, We'll make a band. We'll be our own claws. We'll be the three claws. But there's like four of them. That would be like five of us all together. No, but there's only one other guy with scales. We don't want the others. They're like stinky dwarfs. Oh, okay. I see what you mean. Hey, you with the stinky dwarfs? Talking right to Al.
Just look behind me. No, never met these guys before in my life. I have no idea who they even possibly could be.
Oh, right then. They just come up and flank Al. It's a fair fight.
Deception is 16.
Yeah, no, seriously, they just accept you. Form a line on your rank. They flank either side of you, but not facing in. They face off against Miroson, right? And they're like, cool, all right, fair fight then. Four against four.
So I turn around and I look at them like trying to contain laughter, and I'm like, right then,
Ye stinky dwarves had better surrender.
Okay. Now, guys, keep in mind, these guys are speaking in Draconic. Only Al can really understand them. This whole conversation has been in Draconic. So they're just going on, and Al's like blubbering back at them. All of a sudden, they just kind of like join him. Now he's laughing his ass off and says this to you in Dwarven. What do you guys do?
I turn to Miros and say, Miros, we've come clearly to a crossroads. We've murdered our way all the way up to here. They've never thrown themselves at our feet before. I've got nothing.
I bet him? Question mark?
Doesn't know what to do.
I'll tell you what. If one takes a stab at me, I'll kill that one. Keep one of them alive.
Fair enough.
Oh, no, lads. I've got this. Act goblin-like for a minute or two. A little meeker.
And then I'll turn to the kobolds and Draconic say,
Surrender.
Well, that was easy. Yeah, I told them we're good at this. Now there's four of us. They lower their weapons and back off and do like a very complicated handshake, which looks like a terrible version of your cool dwarven one, slapping tails and rubbing cheeks and smacking each other and just kind of like the high five and something that has to do with a McDonald's sandwich. And then one finally just kind of slaps one and the other in the face and he's like, "What? Oh, sorry, I got carried away." Right then, brother. We've never had prisoners before. What should we do with them? Well, duh, take their stuff. Oh. Yeah, but I don't really want to carry all that stuff. I mean, look at this guy. He's, like, loaded down with all kinds of stuff. I don't want to carry all this stuff. We'll put it in the horde. All right. Follow us to the horde, prisoner dwarves. And they just start marching out of the room.
I turn to them, and I'm just like, they're going to take us to their horde. I don't know. Follow me.
Oh, these guys are cute. I may want to keep one.
These guys are freaking hilarious. I'm so glad Theoden didn't get here first. I'm like, they're going to kill these coolest guys in the whole dungeon. I honestly thought the auxiliary party would find these guys and, like, Errol, you know, like, my wife would be like, kill it with fire and shoot them. And then, you know, Jared would get in there and that would be the end of that encounter. So they lead you back to whence you recently came. And I mean, very, very recently came to the room where it says, Al?
Beware of dragons.
Yeah. Beware mighty dragons.
Okay. Right. Wait. No, they can't come in here. Why not?
Because they'll see where we hit the horde. Make them dump their stuff in the hallway. Hey, brother, make them dump their stuff in the hallway. No, wait.
What?
Well, I don't want to carry the stuff.
Oh, right. Make them bring the stuff in here and put it in a nice neat pile over in the corner. Hey, dwarf!
So,
and then they're just looking at you and, like, ordering you guys around in Draconic, and you have no idea what they're saying.
Nope.
Right, they're telling you to put your stuff in the corner in a nice, neat pile so they can add it to their hoard.
So I can give them a nice, shiny silver piece?
Yeah.
That's all stuff. My stuff!
You see his eyes light up?
I'll scratch my beard for a second, thinking intently. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Tell them that our stuff is heavy and could break their stuff. So if they show us where to put it, we wouldn't break their stuff.
Suddenly, well, you know, expecting you guys to just start unrobing and putting everything on the hoard or whatever, one of them notices that their shit is gone, that you guys have turned the whole room over, that the room is not the way they left it. And they start freaking out.
Brother, someone has stolen our hoard! No! You look! Look, the stuff's gone! Oh, man! It took us, like, forever to steal that stuff. I know, and it was heavy, too!
They just start bawling and freaking out. So they need a minute. What do you guys do?
Oh, there, lads. I've got a proposition for you. Why don't you come along with us, and we'll build an even bigger horde? I've got a way of working with these dwarven folk. You see, I look just like them.
No, you don't. You look like an ugly kind of kobold mutant, actually like a kobold with a beard. Yeah, I know. Oh, hey, like, who's your mom?
Right. One second then. Watch this. And I'll turn around and I'll dispel the effect and then I'll turn around and go, boo, I'm a dwarf. Don't you know all the best dragons can shapeshift?
They totally do this. Like, they're just not comprehending. And then one leans forward and smells you.
Oh, you stink too.
Then they look mad. And the other one goes, slaps him. That's a really good trick. Oh, that's really good magic. Oh, you got to teach us that. Yeah, we could steal all kinds of stuff from dwarves if we look like them.
Yeah, and if we look like them, we could talk them into carrying it for us. Oh, this is great.
Oh, yeah. Hang on a second. hard huddle, and they run off in a corner, and they have a very quick conversation. They keep looking at Al and back and forth, and there's once in a while there's like somebody says something, or the other one just kind of like reaches up and smacks one, like there's a fly on him or something, or then apologizes immediately. Stop that, this kind of thing. And they're like, okay, we've decided to promote you. You shall now be known as what's your name?
Oh, pardon me. My name is Albrecht Drakon.
Albrecht Drakon? Yeah, I told you. His mom slept with a dwarf. It's like a dwarven name. It's not a dwarven name. Oh, it's totally a dwarven name. Shh. You'll embarrass him. He's still got his beard out. Just go with it. All right. So they're like, okay, we've decided to promote you to... what are we going to promote him to? Well, it can't be as important as us. We're the leaders. Well, I'm the leader. No, you said we were the leaders. We're a democracy. Oh, yeah, right. Okay. So you're more important now, and you're in charge of them. Right.
Okay, agreed. I'll let our new slaves know.
Oh, slaves. I like that, eh? Like dwarven slaves. Oh, yeah, that's great. This is such good. Oh, I miss my coins. And they start crying.
So I'll turn to the lads.
Okay.
Right then. These dolts are a bit as thick as a billund. So they think that I'm with them and that you are our slaves. The way I figure it, they might know a thing or two in here and they seem pretty harmless. If they bug you too much, Theon, Muros, you know what to do.
You ever have that feeling every once in a while where you're the smartest one in the room?
Oh, we're hanging out with you guys all the time, let me tell you.
Those two have never had that thought pass through their ears. Anyway, let's see what they know about the rooms that we ain't found yet.
Okay.
But I doubt we'll get much out of them.
Wait a minute. I forgot. Anyway, while you guys are talking, right, their little stomachs start growling and like aggressively, like you could really hear their tummies going off, and they change. They get more serious and weirder looking. Think of like Pinky in the Brain, but like Pinky just got hungry, a little meaner. And he's like, right, we're dragons. Tell them we want their meat. The other one says, yeah, give us your meat.
Oh, right. I may be able to help you with that. And I'll, like, direct people out to head back to the common area.
Okay.
Where I've got some nice roasted frog leg.
Okay.
What's going on?
Oh, they're hungry. I'm going to give them a wee bit of that boggart meat I cooked up earlier.
Well, there's, like, lots of chicken cooking out there in the hallway, right? If we ever run out.
Fair enough. So come back out here, wait for the two little kobold dudes.
Okay. So fast forward to later. Okay, picture the scene. They're hungry. You guys feed them and they get all happy. And they're just sitting there, you know, num. All happy and fed. Can I have a diplomacy check, please? From Al.
Can we aid other on this?
Sure.
I got the 14. Help me, Obi-Wan.
Help me. This is diplomacy? Or who's got a good diplomacy? I might not. 19.
Okay.
I got a -1 to diplomacy.
You never know.
It's big stick diplomacy with UIC.
Oi.
So, I can't say you guys overly make any kind of impression. Like, we want to join you, or we want to help you, or any of that crap. If anything, you've duped them into thinking, possibly, that, you know, they've got a temporary ally or some kind of, you know, new clan member in Al, and you guys are slaves that they have yet to decide what to do it with. They got hungry, they started eyeballing you. Give us your meats. Who knows what the next question would have been. And then you guys suddenly fed them, and now they're kind of complacent. They do give up their names, Pib and Zarf.
Right then, Pib and Zarf.
Pib and Zarf. Pib is the green one, and he wears kind of like, it almost looks like a monk robe, like that homespun dark brown, you know, kind of robe thing going on. He's got a little knife. And Zarf is definitely the one that looks like Pinky. He's cross-eyed, he's got red scales, he's got more of a big broken spear stick, but wears some kind of what could be considered armor. He's got the cross leather straps that hold like a shoulder metal piece, and like a couple of the wrist guards, and what looks like the Roman centurion. You know, they had the belt that had the leather straps that dangled, and the straps had studs on them. That kind of...
The skirting?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
A kilt. Yeah, kilt.
Kilt.
Did kilt.
Yeah.
Great then.
Actually, I should be able to show you. This is Pib. he's the
BB Dragons.
He's the one that does all the talking, you know. And then you've got Zarf, which literally is your, you know, your pinky, and he's, you know, he's the mighty dragon.
That's hilarious.
I absolutely
want to keep them.
I know. I love these characters. They're the best.
I want to try to figure out how not to kill them.
Yeah, that's
going to
be a challenge.
Well, don't worry. I don't think it's a good idea to take them along with us anyways, lad. I'm just going to go tell them to go defend their hoard. We'll help them carry that half-burnt chicken back to their nest. Close them in.
I've got an idea.
Oi?
So if they came down, or up, or sideways, however they got here, they might know about that big bear.
I'll ask them about that
giant bear is strolling around somewhere and we can't quite find it. We're going to go hunt it down, so they need to hunker down.
That's a good idea, Theon. Right. So then I'll turn to them and I'll be like, oh, by the way, don't know if you'd be knowing this, but there's a wee bit of a bear infestation down here. We were looking around in a room a few doors back and a great beastie came out and we just barely were able to hide from it. So it's roaming around down here. You'd best be on guard. In fact, we're going to go have a gander for it just because we don't want to leave it rolling around. I'm going to use these guys as my fodder. You should go back and defend your hoard.
I can barely understand a thing you're saying. Your draconic is so bad. I know, it's kind of talks funny. But yeah, they kind of get the gist.
And I'll even give you a diplomacy.
Okay.
That'd be just deception, maybe. No, diplomacy.
Okay. So you guys just leave them?
18. And,
okay.
I'm afraid of getting a kobold-sized knife in my ass.
But right. No. We send them in to defend their hoard. We bar the door behind them.
Our hoard is missing. We have a silver piece, thanks to the cleric, and you guys are walking around with what we think is our stuff, and you're carrying it. So if you guys walk away, they're going to be like, where are you going with our stuff? Come back, put it in the hoard.
We're going to go find the most dangerous things down here. That's where we're going. You're welcome to come along if you like. Might not work out well for you.
I'm sorry. I don't speak dwarven.
What's he saying? I think he's saying that he wants to carry our stuff into battle. Well, isn't that going to devalue it? Not necessarily. And they start discussing the advantages of having your slave and cannon fodder kill stuff for them and bringing them more meat that way. And, you know, draconic diplomacy ensues.
Because he's oh so smart.
I don't know. I'm just assuming Al is just pissing himself laughing and can barely...
Oh, yeah, having a hard time.
Ulbricht.
This is almost too easy.
Ulbricht. Did those two tit and tat? Did they get the rest of the rooms? Or do we got to go kick them doors open too? I'm just trying to conserve me door kicking energy.
Okay. Right, so I'll turn to them. Now, before we go and hunt the mighty beast, what can you tell us about the lay of the land down here? We haven't been around too much. Anything we should know about? Any places we shouldn't bother to look because you already have?
Okay, so they talk about how they first came here, tried to join a cult called the Cinder Claws, and they didn't take them seriously, so they decided to go it alone, and they barricaded themselves and defended one room that the cult didn't care about, and they had control of another room where their hoard is hiding, and the cult had the run of everywhere else, and then just kind of forgot about them, ignored them, something's going on, or just didn't bother with certain rooms because there were independent monsters like the bear, the soul doll and stuff, kind of segregating them from the cult. So they're overjoyed that they can get out and roam and, you know, that kind of thing. But you're still not kind of getting the sense, Al, that you've made any kind of big progress with them as far as trusting them or, you know what I mean? But they tell you that they came here invading, there were goblins here and then the cult took them out. You know what I mean? They know this is a castle that belonged to humans, but that's about all they know.
I'll relay that.
Or at least that's all they're willing to talk about, you know.
Aye, these two, they don't know nothing. They said they spent most of their time holed up in that room, hiding from some cult.
How did they get in here?
And I'll ask them.
Oh, they followed goblins in and out. And then the cult in and out. They're crafty. Like, kobolds are like your low-level whatever, but they can be very crafty with... actually, you have a society check?
Nine.
18.
Nice. People forget that goblins were rather uncivilized a short time ago and, like, did crazy stuff with fire and their traps, and they're almost suicidal. These little buggers are very cunning. They're actually very good with traps, making traps out of, like, virtually nothing. They are the MacGyvers, you know, of trap making. And they're very cunning, especially when they come in like bigger packs kind of thing. They're not very tough creatures, but they're, you know, they can be deviously cunning as far as laying traps and ambushes or whatever. So this is what the Kobold Society is most known for. And they prefer underground and, you know, that kind of thing. Or like where goblins have in the last couple of years sort of made a stride for society on the surface. Kobolds are only just starting to try to, you know, get along with the outside world, but they're still... They're like yesterday's goblin, you know?
Yep. They're the new goblin.
Pretty much.
Kobold is the new goblin.
Mm.
Okay. Right then. So you guys will hunker down here then? Unless you want to take up arms and fight with your brethren.
Horde huddle. They go off and they discuss it. Right. We've decided, since you are the least ranking, more important member, yes, he's very important to us now, but least ranking member, that you should lead the Dwarven fodder, I mean, Dwarven slaves, into battle and return with more meat, because we are loaning you our stuff. Yeah.
Well, sure, sounds good.
We shall command from here. Actually, yeah, I like this room. This is the other way. They're like, yeah, yeah. They've taken over the frat room, right? This is our room now, yeah. All right. Like the couches and stuff, right? It's nice. It's near the Horde, and it's comfortable, you know. And when we have our forge and armory down there, we're expanding, brother. I know, brother.
Right then, sounds good. You keep care of yourselves now, fearless leaders. And I'll give them a weird salute.
You too, stinky half-breed mutant guy. What's his name? It's Albrecht. Well, isn't it racist to, like, call him by his dwarven name? Well, not if he is one. Yeah, but we're not dwarves, so that's, like, racist. No, it's not. What do you want us to call you? Well, can we call you Drakon? Drakon.
Shh. You can just call me Al.
They seem impressed, having very short names themselves with one syllable. They nod eagerly.
Al.
Alf. We like that. Okay, Alf. Big Alf. Yeah, Al. Big Al. Okay, yeah. Awesome.
Right. I'm going to turn to them and I laugh.
I am going to...
Onward, slaves!
Oh, you're getting way too much joy out of this.
If I can give Frank a hero point for cracking me up, I think I can definitely give Matt a hero point for his role-playing. And kudos to the rest of you guys. I'll definitely sort of detain some XP or some... defer something in the future for you guys holding back, despite the language barrier I threw up to make you stay back with that, because that was really good. And off you go.
Yep. Head on out, closing the door behind us as soon as the door is closed. We're just like, oh, weren't those two just the most adorable wee little things?
Yeah, two different definitions of adorable cousin.
Oh, no, once we get this place lined up, I'm going to build a nice menagerie cage just for the two of them. That'll be grand Sunday afternoon entertainment for a lad like me. Sit back with my keg, just watch him go. I guess you can't get enough of it. You really should learn Draconic, because I'm telling you.
Laugh a minute.
So far, they're not making a hard sell to go to that kind of effort to learn a language.
Yeah, they want to take all your stuff. So you immediately go and just toss their other room, right? That's where
yep,
Theo's going. That's exactly where he's going. Just see the mini creeping along. Do, 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 do. Maybe when just not looking, he'll forget. No, okay. So like I said, empty weapon racks, you know, yada, yada. So can I have another perception check? You guys, you know, toss the room?
Yeah. Yeah, certainly. 20.
15.
Ooh. Mm.
22.
Mm.
Not 22.
What was that you saying about being always be betting there?
Niles, Al, and Miros, quickest on the draw, and Theon got the last one. You guys find three jars with sort of a stopper, and it smells like an ethanol kind of alcohol. Can I have
like
some
like a bad kind of alcohol?
Yeah. like arcana or alchemy to figure out what this stuff is?
Or
well, craft.
Alcohol lore. See if it is alcohol based.
Okay.
18 on the
knowledge all arcana 15.
No, 21? This is not alcohol. This is like a byproduct of alcohol. This is like the ethanol side of alcohol. This is like, oh, you don't drink this. This is poison. But Al, it's very flammable, if you see where I'm going with this.
Ooh.
3 jars of lesser alchemist's fire.
Ooh. Excellent. Oh, lads, this stuff is dangerous. Be careful with it. But it's good in a pinch. You remember that time our cousin, the one from way up north, the Baryshnikov one, was throwing them bottles of fluid against the wall and lit the stables on fire in Dunhollum?
Isn't that kind of what got us set on this road that we're on right now?
Well, indirectly, I suppose, but that's water under the bridge. What I'm saying is we got 3 jars of that Barney stuff.
Oh, nice.
Sounds like good news to me.
Remember that time, Miros, when you were covered in spiders running around with them in your hair and face? Yeah, I'd have thrown it at you then.
I appreciate that, cousin.
And I move out of the room and... did we ever give this main room a search?
Meanwhile,
the easiest way to get your brother free and clear of spiders is to just paint him in fire. It works every time.
Meanwhile, on the northern edge of the 5 King Mountains, a lone dwarf with dark, dark black hair and a bushy black beard sits over a scrying pool. And he's like, first he sneezes, and then he's like, oh, goody, look, they still remember me, assholes. So,
what did you call him?
Artswipe.
Baryshnikov.
Baryshnikov half beard.
He's. I think he's making fun of something I said earlier where Scottish has always been the go-to for dwarf. And I said, for me, I always kind of did like the Russian Jew kind of thing for a dwarf. And Matt just thought that was too hilarious. And I'm pretty sure this is a callback insult on my behalf. So had to do one for
you. No, I was just hoping you would play off your strengths.
Okay. Oh, good.
It's the Ryshnikov half beard.
I can't do the voice. I sound like, what do you know? It's a Jedi. All right. So back to the main room. And there is
one more like solid 20 minute search of this room.
Okay. Now, there's still a room you guys haven't entered yet. Or actually, 2.
Yeah.
There's a lower room.
Oh, we're getting there. Okay. We're getting there. All in good time.
A really, 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 really good.
Really good shoe.
A really good
shoe. I just want to make sure we're not leaving anything important behind.
Like gold.
Because the slap dicks that came here before us, we can't trust them to loot it properly.
They didn't kill properly.
Obviously. They got killed proper.
That's backwards.
They backwards looted. They became loot.
Yes.
All right. More perception, gentlemen.
Yep.
Gladly.
I got a 21.
Oh, at the balls of us.
In my loot room.
A 10.
Anyone else?
8.
Okay. It is Theoan's stubborn greed. He starts.
I've got a nose for cash.
He starts finding figurines. One, then there's another one, and after a good 20 minutes, he collects them all. Unfortunately, they're not still in their packaging.
Hey, look, I've got a full set of action figures.
They're little. Their figurines are shaped like little Hell Knights in full plate. A Hell Knight signifier, spellcaster in robes, and a few more sort of featureless humanoids.
Are they like game pieces like on a map, you know, when you're like planning big battles out?
I'm not sure. Doesn't seem to be any map or paper.
Like fully formed because we like fought or didn't somebody fight a figure?
They're made out of obsidian. So the stone is valuable. They're well carved, you know.
Oh, sweet. Let's just tuck those right in the party loot then. That sounds like treasure.
What do you guys have for the price check in this system right now?
Who is the breather? Craft?
Yeah, that could.
I'll toss a craft at it.
I got 12 craft.
The collection should be worth about 20 gold.
Oy,
damn!
Holy crap!
Yeah, that's a good.
That's a good find, Theoid.
Well, you guys are constantly just throwing stuff in the back. We'll look at it later. And like, we've got so many rooms. You guys have so much stuff that you've like barely glanced or decided to value. So it's like, when they get to the figurines, I'm going to
kind of hold on a figure up. You know what I see when I look at this? I see a brewery slowly taking shape.
I stuck it in pocket.
Nice.
That's the kettle. Moving on.
Cousin Theoden, you know I always have loved the way you are such a visionary.
Well, I'm nothing if not persistent.
This next room is open. There are toppled armor racks and scattered through this wide room, as well as anvils, hammers, tool sets, and other supplies that were once used to repair the Hell Knight's iconic armor. Scratched recently in the dust on one of the tables, in common and in goblin, it says Ock was here. Huh. Not sure who that
is, but
yeah. Just wipes it clean. Yeah.
Room tossage. Give this room a solid going over. There's way too many boxes in this room for there to be nothing in it.
Now, is there a possibility that perhaps the Owen could spend some time in here using some more parts from this toppled armor to fashion up closer to an operating set of full plate?
Quite possibly.
What's that?
That is a large ooze that just suddenly forms like Terminator 2, flat on the floor, comes up amongst all the racks, and as you guys are discussing the armor, lurches forward and tries to envelop both Al and Niles.
Nope.
Nope, Niles is down here. Theoden's down here, so
run,
who that
run.
That's Muros.
Hang on.
Oh, shit.
Hang on.
Hang on a second. Let me see what's in this room right over here.
A near impossible stellar
check.
Wait, roll perception checks.
I'm going off of the last one you guys had.
No, you're not.
What do you got?
Well, because on the combat tracker, I've got a one.
Okay, so I've got Miro Sandville Bender at 17 for his craft while pondering. I've got Theoden at 12.
Search in the room.
Yeah, but you always got to go off the last thing. You guys came in the room, start looking
the
around.
The last thing I did was a knowledge arcana for 15.
Yeah. I hadn't asked for perception in this room just of yet. As soon as I described it, you guys were like, oh, craft and blah, blah, blah. Am I not mistaken? Have anyone? Oh, there's a perception from good old Theoden. Give him his 21 back. Anybody else? Al? Anything you did in this room, I'll give you the best one. That'll be nice.
Oh, I haven't done anything in this room but walk in.
That's probably why you're at one. Doesn't want to know what to do with you. So
right then.
I'm not even going to give it a surprise round. This thing just lurches, comes out with initiative of 24. So here I am, and like I said, it just moves forward. Hi there.
Dang.
Yeah. Wow. Comes right at you. And we will see you next time on Dice Wise Entertainment presents The Age of Ashes, Pathfinder 2nd Edition, live podcast, also doubling down, Rollmongers Podcast Networks, providing the edited version of the Elven Portal podcast about several episodes behind. Say goodnight, Al.
Oh, good night, everybody, and I'm about to get slimed.
Meanwhile, back at where you guys left the two kobolds, it's like, hey, Pib, yeah? Should we really trust those guys? I mean, they're very stinky. What if they head back and, like, you know, try and take the rest of our stuff? No, I don't trust them. We're using them as a means to our ends. The other one looks down his butt. Got it. And we'll see you next time.